106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we are joined by Chrissy this morning. Good morning, Chrissy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So you emailed us and said that you've got some concerns about your relationship with Neil, mainly in the fidelity department. Tell us what's going on.
So we've been together for about 4 years. We actually have a 2-year-old daughter. You know, he's been having some new habits, like he's been exercising and running a lot. And the thing is, I get these notifications on my phone about how far he's been running and how long. And he's been telling me that, you know, he's gone for like an hour and a half and, you know, he's running like 5 miles. But then I see the notification on my phone and he actually only runs like half a mile. He goes to like a certain apartment, but like I can't really see where it is.
Okay. Up until you said that, I was like, and of all the things you think he's cheating on you, it sounds like he's just not
pretending he's being more athletic than
right,
he actually
exactly.
is.
Right, exactly. But if he's running and stopping at an apartment complex,
and
that's
close. Yeah, especially if he's seems like he's gone for long periods of time.
All right. Well, here's what we do. So we're going to call your boyfriend Neil up. We are going to offer him free roses, see who he sends them to, see what he says on the card, and you'll be able to hear all of it, but we won't be able to hear you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Neil, please?
Yeah, this is Neil.
Hi, this is Kim with and I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is 1 dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
So this isn't a scam?
It is not a scam. We are calling from your cell phone provider. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd want to send the roses to.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Can I send them to Chrissy?
And then before I get an address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Can it say, love you, mama?
Okay.
Hey, Neil. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. That was actually Katie. And this is War of the Roses. It's a test to see if somebody is cheating on their significant other. Listening in this whole time, your girlfriend, Chrissy, who you sent the roses to, thank God. Chrissy, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay.
So I get those notifications every time you go on a run, and I see that you're running to an apartment complex pretty much every single time. You know, it's the one that is on Pleasant Grove.
You're gone for an hour and a half, then you come back and you tell her you ran 5 miles, and she can see on the track or on the app tracking you don't run that far. And you're not running really at all.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is really. This is so
Neil,
inappropriate.
Hold on. Can you not understand why this would look super suspicious?
No. I understand. I get it. I understand. This is so personal. And kidding me? Like, listen. I mean, you know as full well as I do that it's been a rough couple of years, and this is so not the place to talk about this right now. Like, this is really personal.
So wait, hold on. Like, is there something to talk about?
Well, I don't think it's any of your business, frankly, actually.
Well, you're right, it's not, but Chrissy made it our business.
I think I'm entitled to share about it. Just talk to me about it, then come to me about it. Don't go broadcasting on a radio station that people we know probably listen to. Are you kidding me?
You didn't think it was important enough to come to me about it.
I'm sorry. I'm not talking about this. You want to talk about this? We can talk about this, but I'm not doing this.
Neil, hold on. Just chill out for a second. I understand what you're saying, but you passed the test. Like, it's, you know.
Well, he
like,
did, but then now he's making it.
I know. You're getting really cagey, and it's weird. Like,
no, listen to me. Listen to me. I know. We're going to have a conversation, but it's going to be on my terms. It'll be on her terms. I'm not doing it right here. I'm sorry. This is way, way too personal.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little crazy.
I'm gonna talk about my relationship with the mother of my child in the public square. Yeah,
okay, got
cool.
It. Neil, we're going to let you go. I hung up on Neil. Chrissy, what the hell was that about?
I have no idea. Honestly, like, we haven't been having the best communication, so I'm just trying to find ways to make it work, you know?
It's like, I don't know what to think now.
I still don't think he's cheating.
Really?
No, I mean, no.
I mean, something's happening.
Maybe I do. Yeah, maybe I do. I don't know. You're right. I think it more now than I did before.
Sure.
Chrissy, can we help you with anything else? Is there anything else that you need?
You guys have been fantastic. No, we're going to sort it out.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep us posted.
Thank you guys so much.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.